Hello and welcome to this week's Daily Info Oxcast, your weekly roundup of the best events happening in and around Oxford.
This week I'll be talking about beatboxing, Schubert and an Irish revival.
I've got books, badges and birds, and as you might have noticed, the intro music this week was a little bit different. It wasn't our usual jingle. It was Co Pilgrim who gave us a couple of songs to play in the podcast this week, as we're going to be mentioning a gig they've got coming up tomorrow. So to start the podcast, we played a bit of the song Pushover, and you can hear the rest of the song at the end. So there's some initiative to stay tuned.
It's like emotional blackmail, keeping them to the end.
That's how I work.
First off for the week though, Annie's.
First off, this week you can go and see the Angry Brigade at the Playhouse. Last week the Playhouse had a show themed around 1980s issues of miner strikes. This week we're going back a decade, going into the world of the 1970s with the Angry Brigade. The Angry Brigade is about a guerrilla group of 1970s young people mobilised to fight back against the economy and unemployment. All sounds a little bit familiar, those last little bits. It's a cast of four and they play up to 15 characters, so loads of multi-rolling. The show's in two halves, the first act being very different to the second act, and lots of the reviews have kind of drawn a lot from that, so that's something to be prepared for because the acts are very different in style. And it's a new play, but it's one of these plays that is a new play written about past events, but in fact they're commenting a lot more on the current situation in society now and just using those past events.
Things haven't changed.
Exactly, so it's going to really get you riling for a good reason, not because it's bad, you're going to be angry at theatre, you're going to be really riled up by the issues that they're dealing with. It's all about corruption, inequality, the disconnect of the political classes, and it's a really intense kind of look on society in crisis. The Angry Brigade is at the Oxford Playhouse and it's on until Saturday.
Now I have a mixed media piece that's going to be at Cornerstone in Didcot, and this is tomorrow night at 7:30. It's called Still Score and it's by Tom Adams. Basically, Tom one day bought a projector and happened across a whole load of slides, like photo slides of people he didn't know, just random people in their everyday lives from many years ago over like many decades. And he got really intrigued by these people, about what their lives might have been, and he started imagining, sort of filling in the blanks, filling in the gaps about these people's lives. And he's developed this show, which is kind of a mix between live music, storytelling and comedy, and it's exploring life, death and everything in between about these people while sort of showing you the slides on his projector at the same time. It looks like a really lovely show and it's just skipping from one thing to another but making it all work for the thing that he's trying
it's
to do.
It's quite dynamic, but it's lots of fun. It's not kind of meant to be sort of mellow and broody.
No, kind
it's
of weird dancing.
Yeah, entertaining and a bit whimsical rather than sort of, you know, the important things in life.
Yeah, he's got a good beard and a knitted vest, which is always a good thing. It's at the Cornerstone tomorrow night, 7:30. Tickets are £11.
Also tomorrow night, there is a gig at the Bullingdon celebrating not one, but two Oxfordshire bands releasing albums. Country folk husband-wife two-piece, The August List, have just released their debut album, Oh Hinterland, and it's being hailed as a unique take on Americana. The headliners of the night are Co Pilgrim, who you heard at the beginning of the podcast. They also feature a husband and a wife, but also some other people as well. Their album is called Plumes, and it's been released already in the UK earlier this year, but they've been signed to release in Europe and North America as well, so that's a pretty big deal. So one of their tracks on the album is called Pushover, that's what we played at the beginning of the podcast, and now we'll play you a little bit of another song called Come Out Alive on the album Plumes.
Cold out, you better wrap up for the last time. Would you carry my load? 'Cause I am weak, you are strong, stronger than me. It's a hard road to be traveling soft in the windows to see our life with good laughs and good friends. We haven't time.
That was Come Out Alive, Co Pilgrim's song from their album Plumes. Also playing at Code Pilgrim's gig tomorrow night at the Bullingdon is Vienna Ditto. They've got a much heavier, more rockabilly sound. They're starting things off, so it's going to start with really high energy and then go into the August list and Code Pilgrim. It's a fairly big deal for local independent music makers to be releasing and making albums and releasing them internationally. So well done, props to all the local bands making albums. Code Pilgrim, the August list and Vienna Ditto are on at the Bullingdon at 7:45pm tomorrow and tickets are only £8.
And don't be confused, it does still say the Art Bar outside, but they have gone back to being the Bullingdon, we can confirm. Now, House of the Commons is a four-day event that you might have heard about. It's actually been featured on the main page of the Oxford Mail website today because this is an event that's all about affordable housing and finding creative solutions to the massive housing crisis that is happening in Oxford.
And nationwide, but well, particularly in Oxford, I guess.
Indeed nationwide, but Oxford is the most expensive place to live in the UK when you compare cost of housing to average salary, and there's pretty much no affordable housing in the city, and the problem's only getting bigger and bigger. The people who are organising these events, and there's over 30 events that are happening between Thursday and Sunday this week, in the city centre, they've actually just gone and squatted in a big warehouse building in Jericho. I think there's probably going to be some of the events happening there. It's a university building that's kind of used for storage, and they've taken it over for a few days. They say they're definitely going to be out. Hopefully no malicious authorities are going to have to get involved. But there's loads of events that you can go to. Most of them are free. A few of them you do have to pay for, things like where you build your own solar panel, you have to pay for materials, things like that. But you can find a list of all the events on houseofthecommons.org, and the venues will all be in the centre of Oxford at yet-to-be-disclosed venues.
Canadian comedian Catherine Ryan is performing her latest stand-up show at the Cornerstone on Friday at 8 o'clock. Ryan's won a Funny Women Award and she's become a regular on lots of comedy panel shows. She's very outspoken, got a very chatty persona. She's blonde, she's loud, you'll definitely recognise her. She tends to explore celebrity obsession and sex and motherhood in her shows, and she sort of walks a fine line between trashy and classy. Her latest show is called Glam Role Model, and it sits very much in the world of popular culture. It's kind of gossipy, it's flamboyant, but it's very watchable and entertaining and kind of easy to get into. She makes really unapologetic, borderline offensive statements, but then also sort of pairs that with quite matter-of-fact truth in a lot of what she does. She kind of calls out everyday sexism and talks quite honestly about being a single mum. She calls her four-year-old daughter her flatmate, quite entertainingly. So she has a kind of mix of those two, which make her quite interesting. The show is on tour, Glam Role Model. It's at 8 o'clock on Friday at the Cornerstone, so if you want some showbiz cattiness and honest humour, then you should go along and see Catherine Ryan.
I think I've had housemates that haven't been that different from a four-year-old child, to be honest. Now, the Oxford Leader Festival is starting on Friday and running until the 1st of November. This is an annual event. It's been going since 2002. In 2002, all they had was 7 concerts over a couple of weeks. Now they've got over 30, as well as talks, masterclasses and workshops. And Oxford Leader also put on concerts throughout the year as well, but this is definitely their big 3 weeks where they're pushing everything. As part of the festival this year, they've got the Schubert Project, which will be the UK's first full performance of all of Schubert's songs, which is pretty incredible that it's never happened before. And the festival is all about celebrating classical music and song, and the name suggests kind of Lieder is a German word for song. It's not just German music, but a big array of music from lots of different countries as well. The first event of the festival is actually a chance for everyone to get involved, which is really cool. Singers can go along and perform one or two songs in around 5 to 7 minutes on the stage of the Hollywell Music Room, which is Europe's oldest
purpose-built
concert venue. Yeah, it's incredible. That's from 12 o'clock on Friday, and I've picked a couple other events that are happening just this week, but there's loads more on the website. So on Saturday, there's going to be out and about around town in different places, there's going to be singers performing in places like Brown's Restaurant, the Randolph and the Central Library in the Westgate. So you can just go along to those for free, listen to some music on your Saturday afternoon. Then on Sunday, there's going to be a Viennese coffee morning at the Ashmolean. In the Ashmo dining room, there's going to be readings, music, coffee and Viennese Sachertorte, which is that unbelievable chocolate tort. And on Tuesday, there's going to be a £3 masterclass with Julius Drake for young singers and pianists at St. Columbus Church on Alfred Street, which is just next to the Bear Pub. And there's loads of other events happening. You can find information about any of them on Oxford Leader, spelled LIEDER.co.uk.
And the festival runs until the 1st of November, so 3 weeks of Leader.
Lots of events free as well. Some of them you do have to pay for, and it's good to book in advance, so check out the website.
The old fire station have rejigged their shop and gallery space, with now the gallery being the area you walk into from Gloucester Green into the old fire station, and then down the steps there's the shop, and then you go out to the theatre that way, which used to be the other way around. I think they might change it again for Christmas when the shop gets massive. But this new space means they can kind of show a bit more art. So they've got two exhibitions opening with female artists. The one is Miranda Cresswell. Her show is called Chop Marks, and it displays images on used kitchen chopping boards. So the idea is sort of what's said through marks and traces and what's left, and kind of use of objects and family and sharing food. And those are the themes in it, which is quite interesting. And then Claire Duffy is the other artist. She's an illustrator and printmaker from Bristol. And her show is called Avifauna, and it's showing a collection of hand-drawn and screen-printed British birds. And they're all really, really colourful. She's got a really lovely style to her work. She's worked with Urban Outfitters, and she's done magazine illustration commissions, and also worked with the Oxford Natural History Museum as well. So you might have seen bits of her work around, and she's, you know, doing really well for a young illustrator. Both exhibitions are also quite small and easy to digest. So if you want to feel a bit cultured, but you don't feel like spending 3 hours having to understand something cultural, then just pop in, go into the shop and gallery at the old fire station, and engage with quite easy, small exhibitions that still have a lot of interesting ideas. The shows Avifauna and Chop Marks at the old fire station are on until the 8th of November.
If you want to find out more about any of these events or many, many more, go to dailyinfo.co.uk.
Also on Daily Info, you can enter our Freshers competition if you are a new student in Oxford. We're at the Freshers Fair today, Thursday and Friday. You can enter at the fair or you can enter online on Daily Info.
We've also just added new prizes to the competition, so even more reason to enter.
If you want to get Daily Info's podcast straight to your inbox, to your phone, to your computer, then you can subscribe via iTunes. Otherwise, you can just go to our homepage where we always have a link to the podcast. There are several gigs of note on Saturday night in Oxford, and I couldn't really pick one, so I'm going to do a little roundup of what's happening where, and then you can decide what to go to, because I personally can't decide. At the O2, there's Dry the River. They're an alternative rock band touring to promote their second album, Alarms in the Heart. Dry the River were in Oxford in 2012 as part of the Gathering Festival, and they were also at Truck Festival in 2013. They were quite hyped up back then, but I feel like that's kind of broken. There are still tickets available for the gig, so that's really good if you miss them then and you want to see them, but they seem to sort of just be going steady rather than being the new big thing. Over at the Billingdon / Art Bar, Dan Kroll is playing. He was at Truck Festival this year, and his song From Nowhere is really poppy, really catchy, and I think it's already been used in an advert for Toshiba. So it's like it's one of those songs you listen to and you're like, this is amazing, and then you think, I've heard this somewhere before. So advert song. But he's also got some other really good songs. He's toured with Bastille and Imagine Dragons, so that gives you a sense of his music. It's quite poppy, it's quite synthy. If both of these acts are two has-been for you, because they've got albums and they're doing well, if you're looking for something really fresh and raw, then go along to Rains at the Pegasus Theatre. For £4, you can discover some of Oxford which is youngest bands and artists, as well as special guests from BG Records and the Young Women's Music Project and Arc T. There's music from rock to rap, and it'll be a gig that will no doubt surprise you. There's loads of great music makers in Oxford, and so if you want to find the youngest and the best, Rains is the place to do that. So, Dry the River at the O2, Dan Kroll at The Bully, and the Young Music Night at Pegasus on Saturday. There's even more if you don't actually like my three favourites and you want something else. Check out the gigs on dailyinfo.co.uk. From Thursday to Saturday this week, bookshops across the country will unite together and celebrate Books in My Bag 2014. It's a sort of mini festival dedicated to bookshops, booksellers and book lovers. And of course, at Blackwell's, Oxford's brilliant and historic bookshop, there are myriad activities running throughout Saturday for Books in My Bag. It's running 11 till 4 in Blackwell's on Saturday, but it's running nationally for the other days as well. For the event, they've got some really different creative activities they're hosting. The staff will be hosting a Blackwell's Book Bake Off and bringing in their favourite bakes, and customers can vote for which one they want to win. There's also going to be loads of vouchers hidden amongst the store for you to seek out. Booksellers are going to be giving tours of the shop as well, so explaining lots of Blackwell's history. There's going to be authors about. The authors are going to be talking about their favourite books, and then I think the authors are also going to be pretending to be booksellers and going behind the tills as well, so you can surprise yourself, meet an author whilst you're buying a book. And there's a Beat the Bookseller quiz also in the Norrington Room.
I love that everyone's jumping on the Bake Off bandwagon for every event that's happening.
Every event, nothing to do with books. Well, I guess recipes are in books. It's a tenuous link.
Yeah.
Books Are My Bag is all about getting people into bookshops, getting people off Amazon, and the activities and the events that are happening on Saturday just highlight how awesome bookshops and booksellers are as people and as kind of places for the community. And Blackwell's will be even more jolly and wonderful than it already is on a bog standard day, which is saying a lot because it's generally quite a happy place. You can pop into Blackwell's and buy a book or just hang about with booksellers and book lovers. Books My Bag runs from 11 till 4 in Blackwell's in Oxford on Saturday.
At the New Theatre on Monday, there's a bit of Irish theatre coming to Oxford. Stones in His Pockets is a 1996 play that had 4.5 years in the West End, a sellout run on Broadway, won Tonys and Olivier's, and it's now back on tour with the original director, Ian McElhenney, in charge. It's a two-man play, it's set in sort of rural Kerry in Ireland, and this Hollywood film crew come over and they start sort of hiring some of the locals as the extras. And it's about the interaction of the locals with each other and also the reaction to this sort of new thing that's come to town.
But there's only two actors.
Two actors.
On the new theatre stage.
Yeah, they play 15 characters. Huge stage, I think very minimal set as well. The character changes are just like putting on a hat, moving around, sort of putting
changing
an
the
accent.
Irish accent. Exactly. Yeah, going from Kerry to Galway.
One village to the next. It's a really, really funny play and won, as I said, so many awards. Brilliant comedy. It's on Monday at the New Theatre at 7:30 and tickets are between £12 and £25, which is actually not that much for this incredible
and
show.
And a really unusual thing to have at the New Theatre as well, such a huge space. And
I was
audience.
Actually really surprised when I saw Stones in His Pockets. I was like, okay, cool. What, Playhouse? No, New Theatre. Right, well done.
Very interesting. Now, I absolutely love finding unique and niche groups in Oxford, and this week I came across the Oxfordshire Mammal Group. They were founded this year, so I haven't been missing out for too long, and the aim is to build interest in conservation of Oxfordshire mammals. The Oxfordshire Mammal Group are hosting an event on Monday, which is about badgers.
So I think you've spoken to us about bats, hedgehogs, chickens.
Chickens,
now
yes.
Badgers.
I like my British animals. I'm going to become a member of the Oxfordshire Mammal Groups. So we're going into the second year of the government's badger cull scheme, and badgers are an animal that humans have had love-hate relationships with for a long time. And the talk is going to be led by Patrick Barkham. He writes for The Guardian, and he also wrote a book, Badgerlands. And he's going to explain our problematic history with badgers. This event is actually the first in a series of talks taking place at the Natural History Museum, and it's already proved really popular. Tickets are selling fast. I don't think there's that many left, so if you want to go, you must book. The Oxfordshire Mammal Group are also particularly interested in red squirrels, dor and wood mice, hedgehogs, stoats and voles. So if you've seen those in Oxfordshire, if you know of them, if you've got a mate who's a vole, then get them in touch with the Oxfordshire Mammal Group. You can go along and hear about badgers at the Museum of Natural History on Monday at 7 o'clock and find out more about the Oxfordshire Mammal Group on oxonmammals.org.uk.
From badgers to beatboxing, though, at the North Hall next week, there's a show called Blind. It's on only on Tuesday at 8 o'clock. This is Grace Savage, who is UK beatboxing champion and general legend. She's also a former member of Shlomo's vocal orchestra, which many people may know, or certainly know of Shlomo. It's a show set up as sort of a Victorian freak show because she's so unusual being a female beatboxer that she's kind of calls herself a freak. And it explores what young people hear, so what we're bombarded with from such a young age, whether it be advice from parents, instructions from teachers, music lyrics, advertising slogans, and the increasing just cacophony of media that we're bombarded with all the time. And she explores also what it's like to be a rare thing of a female beatboxer and in such a male-dominated culture, and some of the backlash that she's received from, I mean, minority of people, but just a very noxious minority. It's on a Tuesday at 8 o'clock. It looks awesome. Tickets are £13, £11 concessions. That's at the North Wall in Somerton.
Also on Tuesday, a brilliant young chamber orchestra are performing in Oxford for the first time ever at the Old Fire Station. They're called Project Instrumental and they are performing their show Sound Emergence at 7:30 at the Old Fire Station. Project Instrumental perform new as well as historically significant works and have a contemporary approach to classical music. I've listened to some of their pieces and some of the stuff that's more modern is really filmic. You get real images and sensations. It feels very much like a film score as you listen to it. You're kind of imagining the stories and scenarios. It's also quite dissonant, some of it as well. It's not the traditional classical music that's really beautiful to the ear, but they do also do a lot of that as well. So sometimes they play conducted, sometimes they play unconducted, and their aim is just to break down preconceptions about the musical genre, and I think they're doing that quite well, actually. Sound Emergence features several songs which are fresh from their world premiere. This is going to be the second time they play some of the pieces in Oxford. They opened, I think, in London, so really, really fresh and really kind of exciting new songs being played. If you want a classical music evening with a modern twist, then Project Instrumental's Sound Emergence is the place to go. They perform on the 14th of October, that's Tuesday, at 7:30 p.m. at the Old Fire Station.
And that's all for this week. Do come back next Wednesday for many, many more events in Oxford. We're also going to have an interview with the guys from Oxjam about the Oxjam takeover that's going to be in Oxford next week.
You can follow us on Twitter at Daily Info Oxford or search and like our Facebook page for updates. The page is Daily Info Oxford. And we're going to play you out this week with Co-Pilgrim's Pushover. It's hardly any value to open my eyes, 'cause when gone gets rough. Of all